Time to talk politics again this morning with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob. Of course, Donald Trump has been in the news now for well over a year. But, boy, the controversy really emerged with this release of this video from a few years ago and his thoughts about groping women. With that, of course, a lot of his support has gone away, or some of his more wavering support has gone away. What about locally? Of course, you know, Chris Collins was the first member of Congress to get up and say that he was going to support Trump. Obviously, Carl Paladino very much in the Trump corner. What are they saying about Trump right now?
Well, it's very interesting because a lot of people just don't know where to go. We have a story in our paper this morning about Congressman Tom Reed of Corning, who is saying he's struggling with this. And that's probably because his district may be struggling with it, with the way that it's broken down, Democrat and Republican. Chris Collins, on the other hand, is got no problem. He is doubling down on his support for Donald Trump, and that probably reflects very much the way his district is thinking, too. But it is causing some angst, there's no question, even though I'm not sure whether this incident that was revealed over the weekend has eroded any of Donald Trump's core support, but it probably is not helping him grow any that he needs to defeat Hillary Clinton.
All right, let's look at New York State and Erie County just a little bit here. Donald Trump, of course, early on said he could take New York State. It's his home state. Ed Cox, the head of the GOP in New York State, said it reminds him of the Reagan year when Reagan came up and surprised everybody and won New York State. What are some of the tea leaves that you're following heading into the election here in terms of whether or not he can take either Erie County or New York State?
Well, we don't see any campaign appearances by either candidate. That tells us that they know that from their perspective, the state is either won or lost. We don't see any commercials being bought in local markets. But I think that there is no question that Trump has significant support upstate. And if upstate was a separate state, the way some people suggest a lot, this might be a battleground. But I think New York City is just going to overwhelmingly vote for Hillary Clinton. And I think that any candidate running, any Republican candidate running statewide in New York who has any hope of winning needs to take 30% of the vote in the city. And right now we don't see that, I don't think.
All right, speaking of battlegrounds, that 60th Senate seat in the city of Buffalo, that race, every time it comes around, is always very heated. This time around, the candidates have changed. It's a Democrat, Amber Small, Republican, Chris Jacobs. So what are some of the things that you're seeing heading toward Election Day?
Well, we don't see a lot of money coming in for Amber Small, and there's really no problem for Chris Jacobs because he can pretty much self-finance this effort. But we are seeing some outside groups. I believe it was one of the unions. I wasn't able to read the fine print here this morning when I saw a commercial for Amber Small, but this is what she's hoping for. She's hoping for maybe NYSET or one of the other teachers' unions or one of the other unions that will come in and spend some money on her behalf, and because she hasn't been able to raise a lot herself. So that's a significant milestone in her campaign that she is on TV. You know, she's got the registration advantage there, about 35,000 more Dems than Repubs. But Chris Jacobs has shown an ability to win countywide in a Democratic county as the Republican county clerk. So this remains very interesting, and I think it remains the most active legislative race that we're seeing in Western New York.
Well, Bob McCarthy, of course, we know how the news cycle goes. It could all change again in just a week, and we'll check in with you again next.
Probably will.
keeps us all employed, doesn't it?
You betcha.
Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.